We want to do one of these.
Always a debatable one on which is the best Christmas movie, but we just want a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, the must-watch movie, Christmas movie that is, before the big day itself. Yeah, what is it?
In your world.
Yes.
The one that you go to every time.
Mm-hmm.
I always go to Love Actually.
Yeah, I know.
It's just mine.
Stunning.
Love it.
Absolutely. I've got a bit of Love Actually somewhere in my system.
We do. Well, you're ringing to tell us the movie that you must watch pre-Christmas.
What about this scene?
Ask me anything you like, I'll tell you the truth.
The best shag you ever had.
Britney Spears.
Wow.
No, only kidding. She was rubbish.
He was the funniest person in that movie.
Oh.
And okay. A horrible song. It's just my, I don't know, and I will always. And it doesn't matter if it's Christmas, if it's on, I have to sit.
Of course.
Yep. You just can't go past it.
Absolutely not. It's, do you, okay, so you just said if it's on, you'll sit and watch it, but do you purposely go, all right, it's Love Actually night?
No. I don't have a Love Actually night because I just know it'll, oh, come on, let's watch it.
Yeah.
You know, because I think it's Netflix, it's floating around, wherever it's floating around. It'll pop, come on, let's do it, whenever that may be.
Michael's on board your theory there.
Hello, Michael.
Hey, Kenya, how are you?
Very well. Which is it?
Yeah. It's got to be Love Actually.
Yeah, got to be, Michael.
Do you have a certain...
Every year.
Yep.
Yeah, do you kind of... I just asked Steve the same question, Michael. Do you go, all right, tonight is Love Actually night, or does it just eventuate at some point?
It's got to come on eventually, several times.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You'll catch up with it sometime.
Yeah.
You're in the draw.
They've certainly made a lot more since when we were kids, Henry. We just watched the Wooden Puppets one.
So
from like they made them in the 60s, but they were rolling through to the 90s.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah, there was a Frosty the Snowman, one like that.
Yeah, and there was one we were only talking about yesterday, one with Fred Astaire, a wooden puppet, Fred Astaire, talking about Frosty, I think, actually. Hello, Kim.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, Kim. Which movie must you watch pre-Christmas?
Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, yeah.
It's just such a classic.
The original or the remade one?
The remade
one. Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah?
The original's too old, I reckon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But the remade is gorgeous.
Right.
And he's a bit dishy too.
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the remade one,
I don't think.
Oh,
haven't you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you'd love it.
Okay.
I think one of them's on Disney Plus at the moment.
Yeah, you're in the draw.
Oh, isn't Rach an old romantic for Christmas? What's your favourite Christmas movie, mate?
Die Hard.
Party, pal!
Classic Christmas.
Yippee-ki-yay, Rach.
Yeah. Do you snuggle up and have a romantic evening watching that one?
God, no.
Thanks, Rach.
Certainly a snuggle movie.
Yeah.
Hey, Lynn, which one do you like?
Hello,
hey,
Lynn.
At least we can hear your indicator.
Hello, hang on, I'm just trying to get it off.
That's all right. Which movie must you watch pre-Christmas?
Are you talking?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
That's
okay. Oh, sorry about that. The Tim Allen one, Santa Claus, one, two, and three.
Oh, yeah, he's a great Santa.
See, get three for the price of one. It just keeps going.
It's true, isn't it?
I love that.
Yeah. Thing is, he doesn't make them anymore because he actually looks like Santa now.
What about Jane up at Hawk's Nest? Which one do you watch every year, Jane?
Oh, my son, our son said to us the other day, he said, Mum, we've got to get ready to watch Home Alone.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Number one.
Everyone in this family hates me. I don't want a new family. I don't want any family.
You'd feel pretty sad if you woke up tomorrow morning and you didn't have a family.
Which one are you guys into, Jane?
We love them both, but the first one being the first is the greatest, I think.
Mm.
And the jokes are new and the pranks and all that he gets up to.
I'm not buying into two. No parents can forget them twice.
Well, if you're not buying into two, do not watch the brand new offering though. Oh my God, it's awful.
That?
They've remade Home Alone.
No.
They have.
Aww.
With a new kid, and he says the same lines that Macaulay Culkin says.
It's weird.
Ooh. No, that's weird.
No need.
There's no need.
Jane. There's no need. Thanks, Jane.
There is no need.
The original is the best.
I was waiting for this, Jacinta. Come on.
Has to be Elf.
Yeah.
Definitely. I've got a bit of Elf here.
I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing. I'm in a store and I'm singing.
Hey! There's no singing in the North Pole.
Yes, there is.
No, it's not.
We sing all the time.
No, it's not.
Especially when we make toys.
Oh, so cute. I watched that the other night, Jacinta. When do you watch it?
I've already watched it 4 times.
Oh, there you go.
It's classic.
Hey, yeah. Look at this, Tim.
I love it.
Tim's got both of our favourite, haven't you, Tim?
Yeah, mate. Polar Express.
Yeah.
He just crossed it. Latitude 66 degrees, 33 minutes. The Arctic Circle.
Good.
That was so good.
Yeah.
Do you watch it on your own, Tim, or do you allow the kids to sit on the lounge with you?
Occasionally allow the kids to come watch it with
me. Yeah.
Far too scary for the kiddies, mate. With
that's a bit dark.
That guy on top of the,
train. Yeah, he's a bit creepy. Yeah. You're in the draw, Tim. Thank you.
Good on you, Tim.
And now, you've watched every one that ever exists on the planet, so is there any that we've missed?
Well, Last Christmas.
I loved that.
I love it.
I really, really liked that.
Yeah.
I only watched that 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
A little bit sad towards the end of that one.
Yeah, but it's uplifting.
Yeah.
It's sad but uplifting. There's so if you haven't watched that one, that's rolling around on Netflix at the moment.
Yeah.
Because it was in the movies 2 years ago.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because you were telling me about it. So Deanna and I sat down and watched it. She watched. She loved it. And I loved it.
Yeah. Have you got a grab, Rox?
I don't have a grab one, sorry.
I was just going to remind people it's Daenerys from Game of Thrones.
Right,
yes. So, in a completely different... She's absolutely stunning and she can sing.
And the word is the guy in this Last Christmas is the future James Bond.
Yeah.
Henry Golding. Yeah. He's good. A bit, very suave.
Yeah, very.
Not confirmed, but there's a lot of words around him being the next James Bond.
Well, we've got the theme here. All these Christmas movies are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So can I just remind you of what I was telling you guys off air? Tell people, don't watch this new offering on Apple. It's called Silent Night. It's the most depressing movie. It's commentary of what's going on in the world right now.
Right.
It looked amazing. Yep. Decorations, English Manor, Keira Knightley was in it, fabulous cast.
Wow.
It had all the makings of a classic Christmas movie. I was in a fetal position howling after it.
Oh, jeez.
Terrified to leave my front door.
Oh.
So not good.
Sounds like you last March.
So it doesn't have the
COVID outbreak.
It doesn't have the cheer and the goodwill of all the others we've just talked
about.
Okay,
good
tip. Give that one a miss.
Good tip.
Good tip.
Don't need any more misery.
We don't.
Silent Night. Do not watch it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Big thumbs down.
Can I add a quick little one?
Well, I was going to say I'll have to throw in. You've got to get the Griswold Christmas. I mean,
National Lampoon's.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Holiday.
How good is that?
Just the way he lights that house is crazy. What's that?
Nothing.
You don't like it?
I love it.
He looked at me if I had the song. You know,
yeah, he doesn't.
I don't know, mate. 8 years, you'd think you'd know now, didn't you?
In our old system, if any of our engineers, bosses that I've sent emails to, my new studio sucks.
That's true. We didn't think it could get worse.
It did.
Because the studio doesn't work properly.
It doesn't work properly.
I love it. 2 days out and you've cracked it.
Yeah.
I sent a pretty scathing email yesterday. I probably could tell you guys this off air, but I'll continue this conversation.
No.
Anyway, so I said it's got to be fixed now.
And obviously nothing happened.
Yeah.